All right, we'll begin this evening's meeting of the Finance and Facilities Committee, November 24th, 2014, and it is 6:34 in the evening. We have Joe Paczynski with us here this evening. Patrick and Drew are unable to attend. Joe, would you take a look at the minutes and let me know if they meet with your approval?
They meet with my approval. Thank you.
Okay. And the first order of business we have this evening will be class size targets, and that'll be presented by Maury Campbell.
The time of year, actually, we're a little bit early this year. We thought we'd start now with the class size target recommendation so we can get the ball rolling for staffing staffing planning for next year. Our recommendation is to maintain the current levels that we put in place last year, which is 20 to 22 for K-1, which is level 1, 22 to 25 for level 2, which is grades 2 and 3, 25 to 27 for grades 4 and 5, and 26 to 28 for Hadley. We do have some notes in there that we do take a look at 23 to 25 as a target for kids in grades 4 and 5 in schools that have not made AYP for 2 consecutive years. Historically, that's been at Churchill. From time to time, it's been at Lincoln also. We also take a look at, see if there's academic performance at a grade level that's below district norm, and then potentially, you know, after consultation with the administrative team, make a recommendation to bring a class size lower there. The only other additional cost or information that you might want to know is if something happens with Senate Bill 16 that has a significant financial impact to the district, we may come back with revised targets or a revised recommendation, but this is where we are right now.
And Paul, you always explain when this becomes a discussion item with folks, audience or parents, if they're targets.
That's all they are.
So if we go over by a few students,
it's really dependent on each school and where they're at, the population, the classroom. Do we have another classroom? Or if we split it, it's not too low. Now we got like 15 kids or 12 kids in a classroom. So it's really student by or situation by situation. And Lori does a really great job of meeting with the principal and those teachers and really trying to figure out the problem. So thank you for clarifying. I mean, it really is a target.
And we can't let people in or send people away based on a target.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, we're full. Yeah. We have to. And we want to welcome. Okay.
Yep.
Right. Understood. Okay. Nice. Straightforward to me. Thank you.
Thank you.
So then the next agenda item this evening is the interim electric supplier agreement. I have been speaking with our consultant regarding energy services, and we typically take this out to bid about this time every couple, 3 years when it is up for bid. And it was on his recommendation, considering the way the cold has settled in earlier this year than normal, that we wait until about mid-March, late February, early March, to go out to bid for electric services. So I signed an interim agreement. It's in place for 3 months. The price is .07265, which is a little bit higher than what we have been paying. But I did not want to enter into a long-term 2 or 3 year agreement, given the circumstances that we currently have. Okay. Prices are elevated. They have been going up over the past month or so. There's been a lot of unusual weather happening in the country.
And what was the long-term rate that they offered?
I did not take them up. I didn't even ask them for a long-term rate, because typically we go out for an RFP. We'll get, I'd say, anywhere from 4 to 6 or 7 different companies that would want to bid on this.
So are we going to do that still in March?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And you'll have that information presented to you.
So discuss it with the level 2 at Lincoln, doing PBLs.
Yeah, I know. Get their feedback on it. Get their solutions.
So I just wanted to present that to you this evening, and really that's all we have, except I have a couple of other items that I'd like to just talk to you briefly about. Mm-hmm. You have in front of you the CAFR in your management letter. Those are ready to go. They've been sent out to all the appropriate agencies. We filed all of our documents that need to be filed with ISB, the Regional Office of Education, so forth and so on. So that you have the audited financial statements and then the management letter in front of you. I do plan on bringing the auditors in. They will be at the Finance Committee at the first meeting in January. So you guys, you gentlemen, have ample time to review the documents, and then they'll be prepared to answer any questions. It was a great audit. It was an unqualified opinion. No material weaknesses or deficiencies cited. And
any recommendations or?
I don't know. Nothing really specific. They always have recommendations, but they also qualify those recommendations. Say, we would like to see. Just as an example, we would like to see you booking all of your year-end journal entries. But typically, that takes another staff member to be able to do that kind of work. Mm-hmm. So, districts of our size and even much larger size typically allow their auditors at the end of the year to make those year-end adjustments.
Okay.
But nothing of any significance was cited. It was a good review, a good audit, clean audit. The one final step that I have left is we'll be applying for the Certificate of Excellence. Matter of fact, I told Carolyn we're going to finish it up tomorrow. And then that's all the filing we'll have done for this year.
Okay.
And then the other item I wanted to talk to you about was bills. And bill paying during the month of December and January. We have a board meeting, I believe it's on December 8th.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have another board meeting until about January 13th or something like that.
Okay.
So what I would like to do is have your authority to go on and pay the bills that have to be paid to sort of keep the doors open. And that would be all of the utility bills, anything that comes up that needs to be paid. Gas, electric, telephone, water, whatever the case may be. And then also I would like to be able to continue to pay the contractors as their work is finalized and they submitted the appropriate paperwork that has been approved by FGM and FQC. So I would like the ability to pay for those bills. And, of course, at that first board meeting in January, you will get a complete list of all bills that I've been paid, whether it's now or something later in the month.
That sounds good with me, Bob.
Okay. And I will only be paying what I think is just necessary to keep the district going, because I know we're all sensitive to not paying bills until the board the board approves it.
Right. No, I am sensitive to that issue. Okay, but I have one, because I'm still kind of explaining.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the consent agenda, there was a report of shared services for Bell Services.
Uh-huh.
You know, through it. The distance issue for, you didn't know I was going to do this, but
nope.
Education shared programs. And we put a reason for, there's a reason, rationale for not being able to have shared services. It says distance.
Could I just see that real quick?
Yes. I just put busing next to it. The other thing on here that I have, it's on the bottom there. You know, Hadley has certain athletics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure. I know one of the issues with sharing is busing, because mm-hmm. our kids are at Hadley. I brought this up a few once before. And I just kind of, I mean, it's not on there. To me, athletics should be. You know, we don't share athletics.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's something where we don't share. We got to continue to brainstorm with those other districts to see. Maybe
are there potentials?
Yeah, are there potentials? I mean, because that's where you get cost savings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're doing certain things. We're going to purchase certain athletic equipment from time to time. And clearly, if the high school has it, and we're not that far,
can we
do
it? Back with them?
Right, somehow, some way. I don't know. I know that you got to get there to use certain things, and that would be cost prohibitive. And because of the bus
image. Yeah.
So I understand.
No, I think it's something we can look into.
Just one thing. This was new to me. I don't know if it was.
It's part of the CAFR. It's part of those documents that you'll find buried.
Right.
And it's particularly in the AFR. You have what we call a CAFR, a Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. We also file a short form AFR, short form annual financial report, as well as a long form. So it's in one of the AFR forms, and that's part of the agreement.
So it's in the long form.
Yeah, that's just part of the information that we file as part of that document.
Okay, well, that was I wanted to just let you know what I was thinking.
And you know, we meet just to give you a little history. We have the educational consortium, if you will, meaning Glenn. districts 44, 41, 89, 15, 16, and 93. We meet on a monthly basis,
sure.
And we're always looking for ways to share services. That's how the busing agreement, where we went out together 4 years ago for busing services. We've talked about anything, parking lots. Well, we go out to seal coat them or buying paper. So it's just a lot of different things we've looked into, and we're always looking for new and different ways to consolidate services to try to save our taxpayers some funds.
Well, thanks, Pete. That's important. I appreciate that.
And that's one of the reasons we have that shared agreement, not only transportation, but also with the shared attorney services with regards to certain.
Right, to consolidate.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe, are you running the agenda now? Since no one else is here I'm realizing at this point we're just on order items and other, and we can give him a break before he has
yeah,
to
I'm good. I'm done. Yeah, I was
going
to say, yeah. I adjourn if that's what you want me to say.
That's what I was, yeah.
That'd be great.